It's 66 degrees right now. It's 6:31, and time to get a first check of the news this morning on this Monday with Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. Hurricane Irene is gone, but its aftermath will frustrate travelers for days to come. The AP's Craig Smith reports air, rail, and bus service all trying to get back to normal.
Airlines canceled almost 12,000 flights as Irene churned up the East Coast, and apparently they're not done yet. A flight tracking service called FlightAware says hundreds more will be scrubbed Monday morning. But at least New York City's three main airports will begin accepting arrivals. Amtrak is canceling its trains Monday between New York and Florida, although some trains in North Carolina and Florida will be running. Greyhound says its buses start running again Monday out of Richmond, Virginia. I'm Craig Smith.
Flight arrivals to Indianapolis from New York, Washington, and Philadelphia were canceled last night, and the status of some of this morning's scheduled departures and arrivals are unknown. A check with the airport or airline websites is suggested. An Indianapolis police officer shot and wounded Friday night was scheduled to be released from the hospital last night. Officer Dustin Carmack was shot in the hip while he was in his marked car on an investigation at Michigan and Tibbs. Police are still looking for the shooter. And another IMPD officer is recovering from a broken collarbone and wrist when a car turned in front of his motorcycle Sunday on 16th Street. The officer was on escort detail to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The driving privileges of the man operating the car involved had been suspended for 6 years. Indiana's businesses have paid nearly 45% more in employer taxes this year under a legislative effort to fix the state's bankrupt unemployment insurance fund. The Journal-Gazette reports the Hoosier companies have also faced federal penalties because Indiana still owes the federal government about $1.8 billion. State and business officials downplay the effect of the new taxes on Indiana's economy and say legislators had no choice but to act. Businesses pay taxes into an unemployment insurance trust fund that then pays unemployment benefits to Hoosiers who lose their jobs. Agriculture remains a big industry for Indiana, but more and more local operations are having success as the buy local theme increases in popularity. Chef Tom England, a culinary instructor at Ivy Tech, says that also factors into Indiana's economy.
We know in this state that if you spend $6.50 per week on locally grown food, that it's going to make a $1.5 billion impact on the state. That's a big difference for the state. But there's also a big difference in nutritional value. So if I can eat a vegetable that was picked today or even yesterday, it's going to have a lot more nutrition involved with it than something that has been really 3 or 4 weeks before it gets to the grocery store and is purchased there.
England was a guest on WFYI's No Limits show. Coming up this Thursday at noon, No Limits will look at pre-holiday gas price fluctuations and the post-holiday kickoff of fall election campaigns. Keystone Towers are no more, now a big pile of rubble ready to be hauled away. An implosion took down the old apartment and office buildings near 46th and Binford Sunday. Denny Excavating will have crews starting to remove debris today, and the city is hoping to take bids soon on redevelopment of the area. WFYI weather today and tomorrow mostly sunny with highs near 83. Tonight mostly clear, low 59. Wednesday, a slight chance of early morning showers and thunderstorms, high 85. And then Thursday through Saturday, mostly sunny with isolated rain and thunderstorms, highs back in the low to mid-90s. Right now, it's mostly clear, 66 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. A lot of rain.